Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rock.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hour two of our radio program here on a Wednesday. A reminder that we will not be here tomorrow as the Seahawks game will be on. But we will be back Friday, and we will have Oregon coach Dan Lanning, seeing as how it is Penn State week. We didn't want to miss him. So he'll be at 4 o'clock on Friday. A little programming note of notable notation.
We love you.
I don't mind talking to y'all.
Yeah, he doesn't mind talking to us all, and we want to talk to him for Penn State week.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
Did they reveal what they're wearing?
Haven't seen it yet. It might come out while we're on the air today.
Yeah, they usually release it some point during Thursday, or excuse me, Wednesday during the day, so I'm still saying there's going to be some sort of glow-in-the-dark mummy uniform. I think the cleats were just a teaser, and they are going to lean into the whiteout. I just feel it in my bones, and it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, tomorrow, seeing as how we're not going to be on the air, we'll just do this right now.
Yeah.
I got down a rabbit hole today. Tomorrow is our anniversary.
Yes, it is.
You sexy beast. Mm-hmm. You look better than ever.
Thank you.
And we're still deeply, madly in love.
For all these years.
After all these years.
I'm saying, we've been married longer than you and Nurse Nice, and yet...
Indeed.
No invite to the dinner. Much like I was not invited to the wedding, just saying.
So September 25th. 2005.
How about that?
We signed on the dotted line to do this radio program.
20 stupid years.
Isn't that weird? 20 years.
20 years.
Tomorrow marks our 20th anniversary. So in honor of that, I put together a little list of things that might blow your mind.
Okay.
20 years ago, Blazers great Scoot Henderson was 1 year old.
So we weren't quite as old as Scoot, but we're close.
I'm going to that lake.
So our first shows.
Yeah.
Scoot.
He was not at that lake.
Was one.
One. God, that does make me feel old. Well, I will say that every athlete that we cover now being significantly younger than us, that does feel weird because when we started, we were kind of the same age as a lot of those athletes. And the fact that we are now older than Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's, that does make me feel ancient.
Well, even the super youngs, like the clip of Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one in particular. But that one in particular, the Michelob Ultra or whatever.
Yeah.
That one.
Michelob Ultra joints.
Right there.
All those Michelob Ultras.
That's when I go, okay, yeah he's like 25 years younger than I am.
Yes.
And maybe even more than that.
I have kids that are older than most of them.
20 years ago, Hurricane Rita had just ravaged Texas and Louisiana the day before. I don't know if that does anything for you. That feels like a long-ass time ago.
I don't remember that one quite as much.
Richard Pryor would only live a few more months.
Oh, really?
When you and I signed on the dotted line?
We were on the air when
Richard Pryor technically could have heard our show.
I'll be damned.
Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's marriage would only last a few more days, Jason.
I do remember that.
But
I remember watching that show.
We were on the air when they were married. Mm. The number one song at that time was Gold Digger by Kanye West and Jamie Foxx.
Hey, great tune. And this was before Kanye West became a Nazi.
Do you have that, Buck? We probably should have planned this, but
yeah, I can probably find that. Let's see.
We have the radio version of it. You know.
Donovan McNabb. This one, okay, so since we're sports guys,
yeah,
this one is really what should make you feel the oldest.
Okay.
Donovan McNabb had just appeared in the Super Bowl.
Ooh. That was the
when
the,
you and
that
I
was
did
the vomit Super Bowl, huh? And T.O., my quarterback.
Okay, this is Gold Digger.
That's Gold Digger.
It's a little background song. Music for your facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Back when Kanye was great. Jamie Foxx is just so damn talented.
Yeah. The Chicago White Sox were about to sweep the Astros in the World Series.
That makes me feel 1,000 years old.
Joe Creedy, Aaron Rowand.
Yeah. Joe Creedy.
Ozzie
Germaine Dye.
Ozzie Guillen, right, the manager of that squad?
I think so.
Ugh.
YouTube and Reddit had just launched.
Freaking YouTube.
How do you feel about that?
Oh my God. We've
been on longer than YouTube has been alive. God. And apparently we're on YouTube now.
Yeah. That does. That one, of all the things, that one may...
Although that's malfunctioning today, according to many.
That one may make me feel older than all the rest.
The Oscar for Best Picture, when we signed on the dotted line for this radio program, Million Dollar Baby.
Really?
Hillary Swank? Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
See, that doesn't feel like that long ago to me.
Million Dollar Baby feels like a long-ass time ago to me.
Have you seen Clint Eastwood? That feels like a long time ago.
I have not seen Clint Eastwood.
You don't want to see Clint Eastwood. It's rough.
American Idol was dominating the television ratings back when you and I
started. So that was early on in the American Idol days. It would have been the... I remember Kelly and Justin, right? Kelly Clarkson and that other...
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner, and then I think Ruben Studdard was after that. Like, but then Justin Guarini was in there, yeah.
Didn't Ruben Studdard die?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
I think so.
I just remember there was that Justin, like, I took my kid to see, I think it was from Justin to Kelly. There was some dude that, like, was with Kelly Clarkson, and, like, they tried to make him a thing, and then I think he just went away.
Yeah, I think that was Justin Guarini.
Yeah, that guy.
The frizzy hair dude?
Yeah.
Aren't we all still bitching about the cost of eggs?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
I think that's still a thing.
Do you know what eggs cost when you and I started this show?
$1.99.
$2.50 a dozen.
Tasty.
And the words Debbie Downer, glamping, and truther
didn't exist.
Appeared in print.
Okay.
For the first time.
Debbie Downer, I think, was an SNL sketch. I think that's where that came
from.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was Rachel Dratch, the wah wah.
Yep.
That was,
and that
just entered the lexicon.
Is how long we have been on the air. You old bastard.
God.
Which one of those made you feel the oldest? You said the White Sox one?
The YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube and Reddit.
That we're older than YouTube and Reddit. That one makes me
feel. Well, no, we're definitely older than YouTube and Reddit.
Yeah.
Our show is older than YouTube and Reddit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the one.
I don't know. There's something about that Donovan McNabb one. Like, that feels like I was a kid. I wasn't. I was in my 20s.
Just old.
God.
The fact that we are still doing this, and I think you've heard this too. They always say, like, when I first got hired here, I thought I was going to do this. I was applying at grad schools.
Yeah.
I thought I would do this for a year or two.
I didn't know how long it would last.
Yeah.
Especially being paired with you.
Well, I was paired with you originally with the great Iron Furnace.
Yeah.
So
the volatile Iron Furnace.
Boy, he was a
volatile man.
He was a fiery man. So I just was applying at grad schools. So I just figured I would do this for a year or two and then I would go on and you know, get a real career. And people used to tell me, you haven't even been in this business. You've been fired. And, you know, here we are all these years later. And the amount of times that people told us that we were cutting our own throat with the way we did things, or we had to do it this way, or you got to take calls, you have to talk about this. Our demise has been foretold by so many people. And it's just, it's comical that here we are all these years later and not fired.
I think they forgot about us.
We're just sitting in the basement somewhere.
Waiting for someone to fix a glitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Yeah.
Apparently YouTube is glitching.
Yeah.
But we're still having fun doing it.
Yes. And I would like to take a moment, because it is later. Our anniversary, and simply say, I love you.
Oh, I love you
I
too,
appreciate
buddy.
You.
Thank you.
I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Ooh.
It's been 20 wonderful years.
I have a list of four, but you're fifth. I'm just kidding.
And
oh, man.
People ask all the time, do you guys fight? And I just tell them all the time, I'm like, no, we don't. I think we've had one on-air fight, and I've talked about it, and it was because I was a high-T douche when I was like 24.
I think that's right.
And I immediately apologized and was like, I will never do that again. I have the utmost respect for you, and I am tickled to death that we have built this. And Buck, you're a part of this, and Dusty, and Bernie, and Swag.
Bernie.
And, you know, everyone that's
Mike Lynch.
Mike Lynch, everyone that's been a part of this. And the thing that I'm honestly the proudest about is we have done this our way for 20 years, despite so many people telling us that what we were doing was dumb or it wasn't going to work, that we did it our way and we've had fun doing it the entire time and we're still doing it. And I am so proud of that. And I'm honored to have done it with you, man. I love you.
I love you too, buddy, guy, Jim. It's great doing the show with you. I would not, I got to say this, I'll keep it short. I'll just say this. Since you're getting all sentimental on it.
Yeah.
I would not be here right now if my partner were not you.
I appreciate that.
And I mean that. So
thank you.
Here we are. Let's see if we can last two more days. Well, actually, four more days.
Yeah.
Wait, one, two.
One, two.
Yeah.
Some of the Kansas
four more
math.
Shows. We'll see. We'll see after that. But all right. So coming up next. Oh, and by the way, follow up.
Yeah.
Ruben Studdard.
Yeah.
Very much alive.
Well, who died? So one of those guys died. One of the American Idol guys died.
Ruben is only 47, and he looks great. He's lost a bunch of weight. And
God bless America. We killed another one.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, the first person that I believe we ever killed was Jim J. Bullock.
That is correct.
There are six contestants that have died.
All right, which, give me...
Ooh, wait. Do you have a list?
I do.
Someone prominent died.
Okay, their names are Doug Kuiker, Mandisa... Oh. Willie Spence, Leah LaBelle, Ricky Smith, and Nikki McKibben.
Oh, no.
Okay, I don't Never know any
mind.
Of those people.
I lied. Totally wrong.
Was there a winner that died?
No, none of those people.
I don't think any of them won.
I thought Ruben was dead.
Willie Spence was a runner-up. Mm. Yeah. Oh, there's the list right there. Yeah, I don't recognize any of them.
Thought someone was dead. I was a lie. I was a lie. That's what we do.
Sorry to lie to you guys. college football love affair, LSU Ole Miss edition, next on The Fan.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco! Oh!
Now, why is everyone saying we sound like chipmunks today? What's
there's,
going on out there?
There's some issue with the audio that's going out over the YouTube that I've not been able to solve yet.
Only on
Christmas,
YouTube?
Christmas,
no, I think we sound normal
elsewhere. Time is here.
I think we
time
sound normal elsewhere.
For joy.
I'm a big Billy Joel guy, and his first album it was Cold Spring Harbor, and they screwed up. They sped it up.
Yeah.
And so if you listen, he hates it.
I know. Well, it was on that doc.
Yeah.
The documentary that.
And he to this day can't stand it. And they've remastered, but if you go back and listen to the beginning, he does kind of sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks because it was recorded at the wrong speed.
He's right. Why the hell did they do that?
I don't know. You would think, I mean, that's how lazy people were like back then, because that would have been like, what, 79-ish, 78?
But he wasn't it. Was he a huge star yet?
No, that was his very first album. But the idea that a professional music producer was like,
let's just speed it up.
And when he was like, dude, this sounds terrible, they're like, well, we're not going to change it now. Like, screw you. I love the chipmunks.
What?
Isn't Dave the dad? That crusty bastard.
What was it with single men having all these pets? Like John and Garfield too? Like
and the man in the yellow hat? Look, I think there's some sort of weird thing going on. And then the Chipette showed up.
Can I just say this song slaps?
It's a banger.
Suck up.
The chipmunks.
This was their show, right?
Yeah.
Theme song.
Alvin Simon.
Theodore!
Yeah, you gotta bring it up on that part. Great.
Hell yeah,
banger.
Dude!
You're welcome.
Let's go!
You're welcome.
If Oregon isn't ready for Penn State now.
Maybe we'll talk to Dan Lanning. Have you thought about making the Chipmunks one of the weekly themes?
Oh, I love this for them.
Yeah.
Well,
we have Chipmunk unis. You know, they did the duck uniform that one time.
I actually shared a much different inspirational idea with Isaac last night.
Yeah. Buck's really into trying to help Dan Lanning inspire the team.
Yeah.
As if Dan Lanning needs help inspiring
the team. He doesn't
need
my
help. But yeah, Buck's got good ideas. He's going with the, what's it called?
The Donner Party.
The Donner Party.
Yeah.
As this year. This,
what?
They're the family that...
Yeah, I know the Donner Party. Yeah. Yeah, they ate each other.
They ate each other, yeah.
Why would that be for Penn State?
When the storm overwhelms you, gentlemen, you do what you have to do. We band together, we fight. And when we can't fight anymore, we use our brothers to lift us up and survive. We will weather the storm. It will require some tremendous sacrifice, but men, we will weather that storm. And we'll come out alive on the other side. You know what the Donner Party didn't have? Preparation. Guess what? That ain't us. You're built for this storm. You want this storm. This storm doesn't stand a chance against the men in this room.
Oh my God.
And you may have to eat something.
Yeah, you got to get over the whole thing.
No,
yeah.
They're prepared. They won't have to. No, Donner Party wasn't prepared. Yeah. That's the difference.
You don't want to eat the man next to you. Be prepared. A little weird. But yeah. All right.
We lace up our mummy cleats. We whoop some ass and snack on our injured teammates.
My guess is they're going to do the We're the Whiteout. The We're the Storm. That's my.
I see that. Yeah.
Because I heard. I think it was Sadiq that said Lanning told us that the only reason there's a whiteout is because we're coming, and I'll bet you that he's got some sort of thing of they think they're the storm, we're the storm coming, we're the whiteout, which is why I believe they're going with the all whites.
Are we getting a little carried away with this stuff
that's
here.
What he
like, how about be prepared for the game? Okay,
quit being a killjoy.
Okay, boy,
embrace the. Whoa. I don't think you can do that. Embrace the mummy cleats.
Okay, girl.
Girl. Like, there you go. What's up, girl? What's up, girl? What's up with you, girl?
Did you see Ole Miss, LSU? So they play this. They play this weekend.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss has a player who is dating Lane Kiffin's daughter.
And Lane Kiffin's daughter went public with it.
This week. What's going on?
And then Kiffin responded. So she put it out like on Instagram and Kiffin responded to it. Take the over. their boyfriend's the middle linebacker.
Yeah, his name's Whit Weeks. Yeah. He's pretty good.
I was wondering what he meant by that. Yeah. Take the over.
Take the over. Basically, ooh. Like he's distracted. They're going to put up points.
So Lane Kiffin's daughter's name is Landry.
Yeah.
And she took to the gram. She waited.
I know.
For LSU week. LSU week.
Mm-hmm.
To announce it.
Yeah. I mean.
Good move.
It's a little weird, but.
Is it? Or is it sharp?
I don't know. I just think that's a little strange, but.
I saw someone speculate that one of the two, either Whit Weeks or Lane Kiffin, is playing diabolical mind games here, and they're just trying to get in the other one's head this week.
We can't officially, in case you were wondering, Lane Kiffin's daughter, she's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit of that landman feel.
I say, of course. Have you ever seen his wife?
Yeah. Yeah. Also.
Hot.
They're divorced, though, I think.
Oh, are they?
On again. They were off and now back on.
Oh.
Isn't Sark also divorced?
Yeah, Sark's divorced.
He had a weird black and white Instagram post about it.
Right.
Yeah. The whole, like, we're taking our time.
But we're still friends.
Sark's busy working through co-eds at Texas right now.
Am I, okay, so we allegedly. All attended major universities. We all attended, you didn't attend a Power Four university, but you kind of did. I mean, BYU is.
We are in the Power Four.
Well, you are now.
There we are.
But
now.
You weren't then.
No. One of us attended the Lord's University.
I went to Kansas and Buckley went to Oregon.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I feel like this happens way more in the South. Maybe it's because in the South they're closer proximity, these schools.
Sure.
Do you remember so many people dating cross schools?
No.
Because that was not a thing.
I think social media has a lot to do with that.
I knew a couple people who had like a girlfriend at OSU or something like that, and that wasn't crazy from Eugene, but beyond that, no. I mean, how close are Baton Rouge and Oxford? Are they? That seems like a stretch.
Ah,
it's a good question. I don't know.
I just think social media is changing everything. My girlfriend in high school, she was an All-American basketball player, so she went to Oregon. So we tried dating for like 6 months when I went to BYU in Oregon. I had to go get a calling card to call, to call her.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour drive from Oxford to Baton Rouge.
I think it's a little easier nowadays to stay in contact over distance. So, yes, I do think long distance is a it's
yeah,
a
but
lot
she goes
now.
To Ole Miss.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a student there.
How is she with a LSU linebacker?
You got online classes and she's Lane Kiffin's daughter. She has money. You mentioned 5 hours. I'll bet you there's a train or there's a quick little flight that
there's
you can.
There's probably a little puddle
jumper. Little puddle jumper you can hop on there.
Whatever happened to the days of Paul Skeens and his little.
Libby Dunn.
And Libby Dunn.
She's still
hot.
Bopping around Pittsburgh following him, apparently.
Yeah.
See how long that lasts.
Well, they both went to LSU. That's why they're together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said at Snapchat, my two teenage boys don't date any girls from their high school. I remember in high
really?
School.
Oh,
really? No. It's all expanded now. Like, when I was in high school, you only dated girls from your own high school. There was, like, that one cool kid that dated a girl from, like, two schools over, and he was the rebel. Now it's just everyone's...
Or your buddy was a liar, didn't actually have a girlfriend.
That's
that
true.
Happened, too.
In the Niagara Falls area. Yeah, now it's just... It's way different. So much easier now. That, and I think people don't mind long-distance relationships.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
They mustn't.
Yeah. Plus, it gives him a chance to go do whatever he's going to do, and she's going to do what she does, and, you know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I wouldn't like the distance thing, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I had a buddy of mine that did that. He,
I don't want that.
He was dating a girl from another country for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
He'd see her, like, every, like, 6 or 8 weeks. He'd be like, oh, it's great. I'm like, oh, it's to each their own.
Now, for someone like Lane Kiffin... I mean, obviously, he's coaching to win this game, and LSU is a tough enough opponent as it is. But if he has an opportunity to target this kid and make him look specifically bad, is Lane petty enough to make that happen?
I promise you that Lane doesn't give two living S's about this kid. None.
What if he puts a bounty on his head?
He said the left tackle, sweep the leg.
What if he hires Greg Williams just for this game?
Be phenomenal.
Greg Williams was the DC for the USFL champion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where he is. I was going to ask where he is
now. That's right.
He was the head of the Snake Saints guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was just known for that.
Bounty gate.
He was a red ass of galactic proportions. I think if you're Lane Kiffin and that's your daughter who is an absolute smoke show, that's got to be weird having to run around the same campus that you're at.
Hey, Greg Williams, defensive coordinator for Tennessee State University.
Oh, okay. So we got
joining
a gig.
Boy, head coach Reggie Barlow.
You want to talk about how the mighty have fallen?
Yeah.
Dude, what school is it?
He's old. Tennessee State.
Tennessee State.
Jeez. Yeah. Why is he not in the NFL anymore? Is he one of those game passed him by sort of fellas?
Probably. And just, you know, it's hard to recover from that stuff.
Oh, he never worked after that in the NFL?
I don't.
After Bounty Gate?
I don't know if he worked again there.
Oh, wow.
I thought he came back with like a hair dye job or something
did
like
he?
That.
Oh, yeah. He came. Oh, dude. He had all kinds of jobs.
Did he
have
a bunch of
that.
Jobs?
Yeah. So I think he came back with the Rams.
Rams, Titans, Rams,
as
Browns.
As the defensive
Jets.
Coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. After the Saints, that ended in 2011 and the Bounty Gate stuff came out. He was the Rams DC the next season, fired, and then senior assistant for the Titans, and then DC gigs with the Rams, Browns,
Jets.
He was the head coach of the Browns. Interim.
Dude, he was never any place longer than like 2 years.
Yeah.
No. He was one of those a-holes that were always welcome.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Rest in peace, LSU football, after Lane and Landry get done with them.
Go Tigers!
This weekend. By the way, Ed Orgeron, have you seen all the Ed Orgeron clips that are floating out there from the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, dude, that guy's, he's the USA's like top cheerleader.
Life of a party, man.
Oh my God. And he's had... He's bloated red and plastic.
We need that gumbo.
He's on a lot of...
he looks like he's about ready to pop.
Yeah. Well, that's he's on all the anti-aging stuff, man. He's on, you know, he's on some test. He's on some peptides, some HGH. He's got all that stuff running through the veins.
All right. In the news is coming up next. You will never drive on Charlie Kirk Way in Longview.
Huh?
Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Nice everyone. The show rolls on a Wednesday. Big Wednesday, guys.
Big Wednesday show.
Big Wednesday, guys. It is September 24, 2025. It is time now for In the News. Ah. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Punctuation Day. Mm. So they would like you to
punctuate things.
Punctuate?
Yeah.
Today?
Use more of those semicolons.
Are you a big text to, what do they call it?
Voice to text?
Yeah, voice to text.
Do it all the time.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I supposedly in, it's either the new, I don't know if it's the new.
It's the new earbuds.
The earbuds?
About the translation?
Yeah, the translation.
Yeah. Instant, right in your ear, it will translate.
Yeah.
For you.
Which is.
The new AirPods.
AirPods. That's
yeah,
like,
the
I was
Apple.
Like, I was like, what the hell are they calling those things again?
I think they call them AirPods. But I prefer earbuds, like an old man would say.
Yeah.
You know.
AirPods.
It is also World School Milk Day. School. You remember that crap they used to serve
oh,
us?
God, yeah.
In the little
cartons.
Cup cartons.
It would, it would come in on a tray. Yep.
Yes. So gross. Why did they make us drink that?
Does the body good.
That was back when the food pyramid was convinced that somehow milk, like 2% milk was a staple of our diet. I also remember when I was little, we would bring in graham crackers and pineapple juice for treats in my class. I had a teacher that would come in and we'd get Grammys, we'd get like little graham crackers and then pineapple juice, like in a big metal can.
Yeah, ours was close to that. It was Tang though. It wasn't Tang. Pineapple juice. Yeah.
I always thought that was delightful.
Maybe they should look at that for the why
autism?
Yeah.
A big metal can of pineapple juice can't be good for you.
I kind of want to go back. You remember when like you were like the lunch ladies, you know, at school?
Yeah.
They'd serve you that crappy ass chocolate milk or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I always like the
what do you want, plain or chocolate?
Pizza day.
She'd pizza day a, cost an extra quarter at our school.
Oh, yeah.
She'd have a dart hanging out of her mouth.
Oh, 100%.
What do you want?
Some fat arms, maybe a mole.
God. They weren't real people to you. You were just
no.
a kid.
Yeah.
I would love to go back and see them like outside of school.
What their lives were
yeah,
like.
Yeah, what were their... I mean,
yeah. What was Mr. Bob the custodian up to?
Yeah, like what? Why? What are you doing here? Why are you serving us chocolate milk?
I will never forget this.
Who wronged you?
I was 17 years old, and I stole my brother's driver's license. So because it was the best fake ID.
Trying to buy some booze?
No, we were going to T bars, and my best friend Todd.
Which were 18 and over, probably.
21.
Oh.
Yeah, my brother was
You're 17 trying to get into T-bars?
Yeah, I was like 310 pounds at like 17. And I looked like, you know, I'd shaved my head, I looked like my brother. And I had one of my really good friends in high school also had an older brother, and he's like, that's a great idea. So he stole his brother's ID, and we went out to an establishment in Portland. And I will never forget, we ran into the school security guard at the peeler joint.
No way.
I've never been more, there's never been a more awkward moment in my entire life.
Well, it's like Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Running into the teacher.
Yeah, but he wasn't stripping. He was just there.
Wasn't that your whole, weren't you experimenting at the time? And I thought you said you did a whole thing. And
I'm gay.
I just remember at the time, I think it was the Dancing Bear, too, which is just,
Dancing Bear.
The Dancing Bear. And I remember we rolled in there, and they're like, we thought it was like very scandalous, like, oh man, let's not get caught and whatever.
You sure he wasn't a bear?
And I roll in there, and that's son of a gun, the security guard. And I was like, ugh. And it's like, he's a real person. Well, of course, he's like a high school security guard. This is where he should be. But at the time, blew my mind.
Yeah.
Couldn't process it.
Yeah, like if you were to rank the top three places you might see him,
yeah,
that'd probably be in your top three.
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
But at the time, we had to like flee. We're like, can't be in here.
That's bad.
Then I think we went over and I think we hit like Exotica or something because we were like, we got to find a new one. That was like our big scandalous move. We had like $42 to our name, and then we'd go and we'd get into Portland T-bars with stolen IDs.
Plans to rename a street in Longview after slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk have fizzled.
Oh.
So you will not be driving ever
on Charlie Kirk Way. Where was that happening in Longview?
Longview?
I don't know. Can I buy meth there? It is Longview. Sorry, Longview.
I did read that Charlie Kirk could be coming to U.S. currency near you. They're trying to put him on a silver dollar. There's a bill out there for that.
The section of, I don't know if you know Longview, the section of Maple Street from Olympia Way to Washington Way.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
The Longview City Council was discussing changing that to Charlie Kirk Way, but it's too expensive, Jason. They cannot do it.
You can't change the signs or whatever?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's public record. There's a lot more than signs. It's like maps, public records.
Things.
You know.
Expenses. I like the Longview's like, whoa.
$50,000 price tag. So the proposal cannot move forward.
Dude, I'll bet you that someone, the Turning Point, I think is his deal. I guarantee that like within a week or two, they will magically find the funds for that. That will be a thing.
Well, the sheriff has released a Portland area murder suspect by accident.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it isn't. No. His name is Tyler Sage. He is suspected.
Can't they just do a no counties and ask him to come back?
Well, I think they did. He did not.
That's rude.
Oblige.
That's rude.
He is suspected in connection with a shooting at a Gresham apartment complex that killed a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's not good.
And wounded two others. Now, listen, dude is not hard to spot because he has giant tattoos on his forehead.
Dude, when I saw this guy...
His neck.
It came across like, I think KGW had it on their Twitter feed. The moment I saw it and I saw murder suspect, I said, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, he's charged with second-degree murder and first-degree robbery.
Did he shoot a couple other people, too?
The judge denied his release, but he was ordered held without bail, but was accidentally cut out of there on Monday. They're like, can you imagine how he felt?
He's like, what? Thanks.
He's like, all right.
I'm out. All right.
Yeah. Later.
So if you happen to see someone who looks like they buy meth in Longview and they happen to have barbed wire tattooed across their forehead, chances are it's this guy.
I wouldn't even have to tell you his story.
No.
If you saw him, you would call 911 without even knowing
his story. If I asked you...
And I'm not kidding.
If I asked you to describe someone that bought meth in Longview, wouldn't it also be this guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to take it a step further and ask you to describe his tattoos.
Think about, like, how do I put this?
So he's got six on his face.
Yeah.
And one big one on his neck.
Yeah. I think it's like if you wanted to join the Insane Clown Posse, but they thought that you were a little sketchy, that's kind of what this guy looks like.
So he's got the word alone
yeah.
above his left eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to be a barbed wire tattoo.
That is indeed
across his forehead.
A giant piece of barbed wire across his forehead. Yes,
he's got an Arizona State trident
mm-hmm.
in between his eyes.
Yep.
And by the way,
I don't think that's an Arizona State trident.
Oh,
my guess is
he was a Sun Devils fan.
I think that has other meanings. Just saying.
And Satan. I can't tell what the other word across his right eyebrow is.
I think FTB across his neck.
Yeah, FTB, and that's a really bad tattoo.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the one on his left.
Is that a balloon or a rose?
I think that's a balloon, a heart balloon.
He also has the world's worst white guy mustache and beard combo. About what you would expect. It's a good look.
He looks like a man you do not want to mess with.
No.
He's.
But the barbed wire tattoo.
Across the forehead. Nice touch. Most guys just get that across their arm.
Speaking of peeler joints. Before the Sunset Strip closed down, that was my buddy's favorite place, and we would go there, and there was a gal who had that, a crown of thorns tattooed across her forehead, and she called herself Slutty Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Made me think of that when I saw the barbed wire. It's a bold move when you go with the forehead tattoo. You better be Post Malone or Jelly Roll if you're going to do that. If not, although they let him out of prison, so...
Oh, dear.
Did something right.
All right, we have speed camera news. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, wrapping up in the news, September 24, 2025. I have speed camera news for you.
I hate speed cameras.
Well, then you'll love this story.
I think it's cheating.
Speed cameras across Portland have been shut off for months.
Good.
Did you know that?
No, I did not, but I'm happy. Dude, if you want to give me a ticket, catch me the old-fashioned way.
Now, this is only Portland. Mm-hmm. Since the end of July, the 32 speed enforcement cameras have not snapped a single photo of a speeding car. The reason is that all the cameras have been switched off as part of what the Portland Bureau of Transportation is calling a necessary step in upgrading and refreshing the traffic safety system. So they're going to be replacing the cameras. But little do people know, they're not even working.
Kick ass. Can we just leave them off? Are we worse off for not having the cameras?
You know, that's a great question.
I mean,
I'll ask you this. Since speed cameras were installed in Portland in 2016, mm-hmm. by what percentage has speeding over the limit by 10 miles per hour,
okay,
or more, dropped?
2%.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea.
88%.
Oh, my God.
They are a deterrent.
Damn it.
They are working. But do they have to be on?
Well, does it make us safer? That's what I want to know. Okay, so it stops me from going 10% or 10 miles an hour, like, over as opposed to, you know, whatever, 5 that we're
probably
doing
easier for you to stop in an emergency.
Does it make us safer?
Is well, fewer people have died.
Marginally so?
Fewer people have died in car accidents. 58 this year, down from 69 in 2024, down from 69 in 2023.
Anecdotal at best.
And they say that, I think most importantly, speed cameras have brought in more than $1.4 million in fines and fees.
That's what this is all about. It's just big government putting their foot on your neck.
Yeah, they want that money.
They want that money. Put your foot on their balls and make them believe it.
Yeah. Again, so, just for now.
Put them up and then just that you can threaten it and then we don't need to write anyone tickets.
Well, that's yeah, now the word's out, yeah, but yeah. That's kind of what they were doing.
I like it.
And it does work because I know exactly where the speed cameras are and yeah. some of the routes that I have.
Yeah.
And you better believe, I don't know if they're working or not. I'm going to take that chance.
No, you can't.
They work.
We think.
Not happy right now. The Mets-Cub game is blacked
we
out.
We think.
Why is that?
WGN.
Why am I blacked? Ow, rat farts. Do we have WGN on here?
And that is in the news for September 24, 2025. Brought to you by The Advocates.
Mm-hmm. Have you been wronged by a speed camera? Call The Advocates.
Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
I think that's someone had to have fought that like for some sort of constitutional. That sounds like something some weird wacko dude's like, Constitution!
Well, you remember the guy, we talked about him. They caught him, but there was a guy that was out there with his rifle shooting out speed yeah, cameras.
Speed cameras.
He was that guy.
You will not. You will not tread on me.
Can't catch me if the camera's broken.
By the way, don't do that.
Let's get into Oregon, Penn State. Couple of fun. I have a good fun trivia question that kind of pertains to Oregon and Penn State.
And okay. The text line tells us the uniform should be announced at 5, which is right about now.
Oh, okay,
we'll be on the lookout.
And we will preview our magical sports weekend that we have ahead.
Sports.
Coming up on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.